Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. Today's topic is about topic in Chinese. We have a very topical person, Susan Bird. Susan is the TED resident and also the host of Conversation 360 podcast. Hi, Susan, 你好.
Hi, 你好.
Right, we talk about topic. And as a podcast host, you have a very topical subject in your podcast.
Thank you, I do. It's about Asia and the West and how these two parts of the world are intersecting with each other, peaceably, I hope.
That sounds like Chinese-y.
Well, I think there's a lot in common.
Yeah, we share a lot of vision, and this is why I was so fascinated when I first met you several years ago, and I just felt like, gosh, we're like long-lost sisters. We have so much to talk about.
Oh, I feel the same way. I just think what you're doing really has impact for the world.
Thank you. Likewise. Yeah, let's do it together. Right. So we need to learn how to say topic in Chinese, and then let's go into the topic.
Okay.
The ways to say topic in Chinese is 主题,
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 主题.
That's it. 主 is the first word, and originally that means master.
Ah.
And yeah, it's the shape. Actually, it's just a shape of the king in the body, and then with the dot on top. So that's to mean master. And of course, it means the master person who is the expert, the guru of doing something. And that also means the person in charge.
主题.
Yeah, 主题. That's 主. And then the second word, 题, it means the title. And originally, that's the shape of the someone's forehead.
Interesting.
I guess in ancient China, because people often, they wore the headdress. And they have different type of heads to differentiate their titles or differentiate their social rank. And you can tell from how they dress up to know which type of ranking they were in the society, in the social hierarchy. So I guess that was the reason, but maybe that's just the reason I try to make up to make myself remember.
Well, it works.
Yeah, it works for me. And so some of them, we can find the proper etymology and all agreed by scholars. But sometimes scholars, they don't agree with each other. So for modern people like us, we just need to learn it. And okay, that's interesting. And then we have a little peek of what happened in the ancient society where we didn't have the opportunity or luxury to visit.
I think one of the most interesting things about what you're doing that really unexpectedly you've learned from so many Chinese people that they loved what you're doing because they were learning stories about these characters that they themselves have never known.
Yeah, I must say, myself, I'm learning new things every day.
That's great.
Yeah, just like if you ask, challenge any native English speaker, you say, why microphone is microphone? Why table is table? Water is water? Fire is fire? I'm not saying the definition of it, the story, the etymology of it. Not many people know that.
That's true, and they especially don't know the background of phrases, like when you say you call someone on the carpet. Where does that come from?
Yeah, that's right. And then, oh, so someone is under the skin. What does that mean? There's no such expression in Chinese, under the skin.
There are so many of those. And I think that's why language is so interesting. And you're bringing it into a whole new place using technology. So bravo for you, Xiaowen.
Thank you. So today's topic is topic. 主题.
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 Yeah, so 题 from forehead. In the ancient time, now it's actually the title. And the title of something, and then of course title in English, we can say that's a title, someone's title in terms of position, or a title of an article. And the same here in Chinese, 题 could be the title of the article. And then that could also mean the subject and could mean a task or a question. In this case, and 主 in this case, from master has been transformed into the main subject.
主题.
主题. Yeah. And 主 in this case, we also can use that as like the host, 主人. The person who is in charge, 主人, is the host.
主人.
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 Yes. So, Susan, you are the host of the podcast. You are the 主人.
主人.
Yes, or you are the host of the party at home, then you are also the 主人.
Oh, so it's a party both ways. I like that.
Yeah, that's it. Right, so let's talk about your podcast. That's Asia and the West.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then how often do you play that? What's the frequency?
We do one a week, every mm-hmm. Monday morning, New York time. And it can be an Asian, a Westerner, anybody who loves things that necessarily connect those two parts of the world. So we have professionals and actresses and jewelers and teachers and...
All walks of life.
Yeah, all walks of life.
Right, fascinating. And it's available on iTunes?
It is. You just okay. look for Conversation 360 Podcast and you'll find Asia and the West.
Okay, I'm going to find out because such an important subject that, 主题, we all have to really make an effort to understand different cultures and different languages. And we're not even asking people to be fluent in any language, just be open-minded.
Oh, I think that's key. And it's when you actually hear other people's conversations, when they're interacting with each other and finding new meaning and understanding of each other, that it's sort of infectious, then you kind of want to learn more yourself.
Sure. And 主题 is also interesting. We can add some other words to make up in other contexts. For example, in the music or in the soap opera or even in the movies, we always have the theme music. We say 主题曲.
So is 曲 the music?
Yeah, 曲 is the melody, the song, the melody. So 曲.
主题曲.
Yeah, that's the theme music. 主题曲. Right, great. Thank you so much, Susan, for joining us. Today, we talk about topic, 主题. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you've learned. Until next time, 再见, Susan.
再见.